Good evening, Police Commission President Clay, Commission Vice President Benedicto, San Francisco Police Commissioners, Chief Yep, elected officials, and most importantly, our San Francisco Police Department members and their families. Welcome to tonight's special meeting of the San Francisco Police Commission, San Francisco Police Department's Medal of Valor ceremony. To begin our proceedings, the San Francisco Police Department's color guard will now post the colors, and the singing of our national anthem will be done by Miss Molly McFadden Rinaldi. I ask that you please rise, if you are able, remove your caps, and remain standing.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Please be seated. Thank you all for attending tonight's Medal of Valor Award ceremony. I am Commander Jack Hart, and I would like to take a moment to acknowledge the people behind the scenes which made this Medal of Valor ceremony possible. First, thank you to Anton and, of course, all the staff from the San Francisco Scottish Rite Masonic Center for their continued generosity in allowing us to use this facility. Next, I'd like to thank the members in the department who are instrumental in organizing this ceremony and reception, especially Police Commission Staff Sergeants Youngblood, Reynolds, and Kilshaw, and the incomparable Christine Singh. Thank you for all that you did. Round of applause, yes. Also, a very special thank you to Evan Borders from the Media Relations Unit, who put together each of the videos that you will see tonight, and Officer Pat Woods, who lent his voice to narrate each video. Also, thanks to SFGTV, who will be broadcasting this event, and thank you to Molly McFadden Rinaldi for singing the national anthem, and to the SFPD Color Guard. And finally, thanks to the supervisors and the superiors who initiated the nomination process, recognizing great work when they saw it. A round of applause for all of them, please. Thank you. We have three wonderful leaders of San Francisco here to offer opening remarks at this ceremony. First, please welcome the 46th mayor of the City and County of San Francisco, Mayor Daniel Lurie. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So glad you're here.
How's everybody doing? You can say something. Where's Joe? Where is he? Oh, boy. Okay. Joe's on my detail, so I have to give him some special love later. Listen, we gather. That was not what I meant. They know. I do love my detail. Even the ones that are goofing off in the back over there. Listen, we're here to gather in honor, to honor the bravery and the commitment of all of you and our entire police force. And I want to start with a simple thank you. That's it. Just thank you. There's not enough of that being said to all of you, and I hope you have begun to see it in my administration and the people around this city. I want to thank you for protecting our city. You all step forward in difficult moments again and again to protect the people of San Francisco. San Franciscans count on you every single day. When people step out their front door, whether they're heading to work, whether they're opening their businesses, whether they're walking their kids to school, they trust that you are out there keeping them safe. I will never take that for granted. And it is why I continue to support our SFPD and our law enforcement. You have our backs, and I will always have yours. Those of you being honored tonight with the Medal of Valor have shown exceptional resolve. Whether it is protecting our children from incidents at home, tracking down armed criminals, or navigating tense hostage situations, all of these efforts, they take bravery and they take skill. And that commitment to this city and our people reflects a deep sense of purpose. Your courage pushes us to aim higher. You remind us what service looks like. The sacrifices you make each and every day are felt across our city. I want to recognize the families of the officers who are receiving the Medal of Honor tonight, the Medal of Valor tonight, and the families of all the SFPD officers. When your loved ones put on the uniform, you carry a weight alongside them. We see that. I see that, and I want to say thank you to all of you tonight as well. I want to thank our commission for the hard work that you do every day. I want to thank our newest supervisor, Supervisor Alan Wong, who is here with us tonight. Thank you, Supervisor, for being here. I want to thank And there'll be more of this, but I really want to thank Interim Chief Paul Yep and all of the command staff that are here tonight. I want to thank all of our public safety leaders for everything that you have done and will continue to do. The future of SFPD is strong, built on leaders who have grown within these ranks and earned the respect of their peers and neighbors. This department's next chapter will be shaped by leaders who know this city deeply and are committed to its safety and to their fellow officers. My administration remains committed to a safer San Francisco, and we will continue to move with urgency. We are seeing the results. Citywide crime is down 30%, including 40% in Union Square. Violent crime has fallen to levels that we have not seen since the 1950s. People can feel the difference, and I know you all can feel the difference too, but we still have a long way to go, and I know you know that as well. I want to end by just saying what I said at the start. Thank you. And I want to congratulate all of you, all of those Medal of Valor recipients tonight. Thank you for your service and your dedication to our great city. And let's go San Francisco. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. I would now like to invite the president of the San Francisco Police Commission, the Honorable C. Don Clay.
Well, good evening, everyone, and good evening to tonight's award recipients, to your family, friends, Mayor Leary, and the other dignitaries present tonight. Now, on behalf of the San Francisco Police Commission, I thank you for your attendance to this celebration of the special achievement of the San Francisco police officers. I want to tell you a little story. When I first came to my first one of these, I was walking through the hall outside, and people were saying, well, why are we here? What is this about? What's this process? How did they get here? And it had me think about, yeah, you know, I'm here for my first time. I really don't know. So what I want to take you through a little bit of this to orientate you before this process starts tonight, you get to see these wonderful people receive this awards. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor of serving on the final review panel of the nominations of these officers' exceptional acts of courage. And there are a number of these officers whose names were submitted for the opportunity to be a part of this, to be one of the recipients of the Medal of Valor tonight. Now, during the awards presentation, there will be videos in which you will get to see the circumstances of these exceptional and courageous acts that occurred on a given day. On a daily basis, every member of the San Francisco Police Department commits exceptional and courageous acts. No action of any duty San Francisco police officer is de minimis. Every day, San Francisco police officers put their lives on the line through their dedication and hard work to protect and serve the San Francisco community. However, there are times their actions are so extraordinary in the normal course of duty that they are recognized and deemed acts of valor. Multiple panels consisting of the peers of these officers looked at the conduct and of the rigorous process of evaluating and reviewing many acts and actions which may have qualified as extraordinary throughout the year and years. The acts that we celebrate tonight are those chosen and deemed acts of valor. There is nothing random about the selection of each and every individual receiving this award tonight, except for the fact that these officers were present on the date, time, and place of the acts committed that required their extraordinary actions in which they are receiving this award. Medal of Valor recipients, On behalf of the San Francisco Police Commission, we congratulate you, we salute you, and we thank you for your service to our great city of San Francisco. May God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you so much, President Clay. And now I'd like to invite Chief of the Department of the San Francisco Police Department, Paul Yep.
Good evening, everyone, and happy holidays. Thank you, everyone, for attending our event this evening. Thank you to you, Mayor Lurie, for your leadership and your support of the police department and public safety in general for San Francisco. We can't thank you enough. Thank you, police commissioners, for all the work that you put in to make this police department great. But a special thanks to the members of the San Francisco Police Department itself, the command staff, and then most notably, our friends and family of the SFPD officers that we're going to honor tonight. Tonight, we celebrate and honor 79 of San Francisco's finest, who showed incredible acts of bravery and professionalism in keeping our city safe. These officers have gone above and beyond the call of duty at great risk to themselves to protect the public, take dangerous suspects into custody, and ultimately to save lives. Thank you. These officers exemplify the values of the San Francisco Police Department, including our highest priority, which is to protect human life. I know many of you being recognized tonight consider these acts as just part of the job, but you deserve this recognition because your acts have a tremendous impact on the communities we are sworn to protect. San Francisco is safer because of you. You are also tremendous role models for our recruit officers who are in the academy and those who are considering joining the SFPD. By the way, we are hiring. As we continue to rebuild our ranks and hire more officers, you are providing a guidepost for what it means to be an SFPD officer. In a few moments, you will hear stories of bravery and valor and see videos showing why these officers deserve these honors. First, though, I want to thank the friends and families that are here tonight. Your love and support are vital to our officers. They are vital to our officers. You understand the sacrifices they make every day, and you support them in this challenging line of work. Thank you again to all our officers and everyone here who supports our San Francisco Police Department every day. I'm just going to say I'm very proud of you. You deserve the honors you're going to get today. We work in the best city in the world, and this is the best police department in the world. So thank you. You deserve all the honors you're going to get today.
Thanks so much, Chief. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Chief Yep. So a couple of years ago, a police officer friend and I were at the packed T-Mobile Arena on the Las Vegas Strip because we attended the Paul McCartney concert. Now, for those of you too young to know, Paul McCartney was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for his work with the Beatles and his solo work over, his songwriting, producing, his recording over a 60-year career. And the 20,000 fans that were in attendance were cheering and, carrying on and regaling him with the same intensity as their welcome to the United States like 60 years earlier. And so I turned to this other officer and rhetorically asked, can you imagine what Paul McCartney's life was like? I mean, with the fanfare that he's gotten and the reception and the impact that he has. And without any hesitation, my fellow cop turned to me and said, yeah, but has he ever gotten in a high-speed car chase? Has he ever chased an armed suspect down a dark alley on the midnight shift? Has he ever ran in when other people ran out or preserved freedom and democracy by protecting the public from tyranny? And I said, you're absolutely right, we left. No, we actually stayed, but it gave me a lot to think about that night, especially because Sir Paul has not done any of those things, and yet the people here in this room have done it over and over again, often criticized and at tremendous personal cost to not only themselves, but also to their family members who also serve and sacrifice. So on behalf of all grateful San Franciscans, we thank you for your work. So I have an idea. Let's transform this auditorium into our own T-Mobile Arena tonight and bring the same energy and intensity to these 80 rock stars of policing that engaged in exceptional acts of bravery and heroism far beyond what was required for them. So let's all practice that now. How about a round of applause for our 80 rock star heroes? Yeah, that's great. I love it. Perfect. They're all very humble. They're all, you can't see, they're all blushing, but we got to keep up that intensity all night. Okay, tonight you're going to see videos of each incident, which will be comprised of body-worn camera footage and audio from dispatch. Now, this might be intense, but it helps us to convey how our finest showed up and the impact they had on making this city better. So let's begin with our third highest award for valor, the Bronze Medal. Our first incident is MV-24-01. This incident occurred on October 18th, 2023, and honors Sergeant Jason Robinson and Officers Azarius Castro, Jeffrey Fortuno, Austin Wilson, Hernan Villalobos, Travis Denning, Joseph Naval, Julian Winzelberg, Mark Wilker, David Cheng, Brian Barron, Justin Leach, and John Hogue from the Tactical Company.
When Bayview Station officers responded to a call at a residence, they met with two victims at the door, only to find out from them that three of their sisters locked themselves in separate rooms in an attempt to hide from the suspect, their father experiencing a mental health crisis.
He's not cooperating with me. He actually just put a knife on me right now.
The suspect appeared to be agitated and was yelling at the officers with incoherent statements. The father then began stabbing himself.
11, David. We have two family members outside, but there's two to three more still inside with the subject.
Charlie 91, David. Subject is stabbing his left hand.
Copy.
The tactical team was called in to devise a plan to rescue the victims who were inside being held against their will.
You hands, get them out. Get them out. What's that?
Are they right here?
Yeah, they're literally right in that left window. And you get them out.
During the two-hour-long incident, members of the tactical team developed and deployed different strategies to negotiate a peaceful surrender.
I know you want to get your side of the story up. Dealt a bad hand. We're here to help you get through that.
Members were also able to remain on the phone with the victims, who became extremely scared and fearful that their father was going to hurt them.
Oh, wait, don't move yet until the police tell you to, okay?
Knowing that the situation inside of the house was intensifying, these brave officers ultimately had devised a plan to try to extract hostages from the upstairs bedrooms, which the suspect was trying to break into at this point.
We're calling 202. The suspect was trying to break in one of the rooms. We launched crisis entry team.
Rescue.
When the two victims crawled out of the bedroom windows, the officers placed themselves in between the victims and the door that led directly to where the armed suspect was. The officers subsequently gained access to the premises, located the suspect, and placed him under arrest.
Go, go, go!
He's here! He's here!
With compassion, these officers also rendered medical aid for his self-inflicted wounds.
Hey, you okay?
Open your eyes!
Send medics in. Open your eyes. Here you go.
The officers successfully saved the two victims upstairs and the third victim out of the garage.
We're good.
We got good count.
Open in the door.
These brave officers knowingly put their lives at risk when they entered the premises to rescue multiple victims and arrest an armed suspect experiencing mental health crisis.
Come here. Come on. You're going to be okay. Come here. Let's go. You're going to be just fine.
We also want to point out that the mission was accomplished all while the inside of the premises was completely unknown to these officers. But they made conscious and precise decisions that ultimately saved many lives.
Officers, please join me on stage to receive your award from Chief Yep, the Bronze Medal of Valor. Congratulations. Next, we present incident MV24-02 from December 21st, 2023, which took place in the Tenderloin District and honors officers Gary Liu, Huyen Nguyen, John Quinlan, Ryan Prasadi, Matthew Bonilla, and Chalugan Temurchader.
It's a robbery, too. Ellis, the guy has a gun.
On December 21st, 2023, officers Gary Liu, Huyen Nguyen, John Quinlan, Ryan Prasadi, Matthew Bonilla, and Chalugan Temurchader responded to a call of a robbery with a gun at a smoke shop in the Tenderloin.
One guy, he just jumped across the counter with a gun. I just ran out. I'm so scared for my life.
While en route, officers Liu and Nguyen saw the suspect who matched the description provided by dispatch.
Have one running, northbound Jones.
Northbound Jones, one running.
John, go crazy, foot pursuit.
Officer Liu exited the patrol car and got into a foot pursuit with the suspect, who actively resisted and disobeyed officers as they attempted to handcuff him. At this point, all the officers were already at the scene helping. Officer Quinlan felt a pistol in the suspect's front waistband, while the suspect kept his hands under his body.
I have a hand on the gun. The gun is secure.
Officer Quinlan ensured the safety of his fellow officers by using his hands to lock the pistol into the suspect's waist and prevent him from accessing it.
I have a hand on the gun.
Working as a team, they were able to take control of the suspect. The officers know the dangers of pursuing armed robbery suspects, but they continue to perform this critical task because they know the importance of keeping the Tenderloin community safe.
John 46, one in cuffs.
Happy, one in cuffs.
Due to the valiant, coordinated efforts of these officers, the suspect was prevented from drawing his pistol from his waistband and inflicting great bodily harm or death upon the officers. We would like to congratulate officers Gary Liu, Huyen Nguyen, John Quinlan, Ryan Prasadi, Matthew Bonilla, and Chalugan Temurchader on receiving the Medal of Valor.
Officers, please join us on stage. Because your actions, you have earned the Bronze Medal of Valor. Congratulations. Next, we present incident MV24-03 from January 23rd, 2023, which took place in the Bayview Police District and which honors Sergeant Grace Gatpandan, Officers Hai Lee, Brian Keeney, Stephen Lin, Justin Andraken, Erica Placencia, Sammy Bird, and Jimmy Yu.
Bayview 2 car A-Priority 650 with a metal stick. This is at the Frisco in the back of the store. Male swing a stick and fire extinguisher.
On January 23rd, 2023, Officers Lee, Keeney, Lin, Andraken, Placencia, and Bird, as well as Sergeant Gatpandan, responded to a supermarket regarding a suspect making threats to the public by swinging a metal stick and deploying a fire extinguisher at employees.
Keep distance, try to create physical barriers. Hey, South School Police!
Hey, brother, put it down.
The officers began by trying to de-escalate the situation and build rapport with the suspect, who became increasingly aggressive.
You're not supposed to be back here doing this, so I want to understand why. I just want to help you, dude. Yeah. Yeah, so what's going on?
Officers were able to evacuate store customers safely and gather the employees while developing a plan to address the situation they now face.
Just want to help you, dude. Yeah, I just need you to put that down.
Throughout the incident, the suspect went on yelling, growling, and spraying fire retardant into the air and towards the officers, making it extremely difficult for the officers to see and assess the environment they were in.
Hey, buddy, come here where I can see you. We just want to help you. What's your name? My name's Brian. I'm just trying to help you.
The suspect also moved throughout the premises and created obstructions along the way in an attempt to evade officers.
So, physical barriers. Can we get any physical barriers in between us and him?
When the suspect armed himself with a knife, these officers utilized what we call an extended range impact weapon, a less lethal projectile system.
Put it down!
The chase within the premises continued for a while, but the officers were able to apprehend the suspect without a serious injury.
Drop the knife! Drop the knife!
Drop the knife!
Drop the knife!
Hands up!
Hands up!
Put your hands up!
Hands up!
Running! He's running at the front! He's running at the front!
These officers worked as a team to take the suspect into custody, dynamically passing responsibilities between each other to resolve the situation.
We're here to help you now, man. Yeah, we got you. Keep breathing.
Congratulations, Officers Lee, Keeney, Lynn, Andraken, Placencia, and Bird, and Sergeant Gatpandin.
Officers, please join me on stage to receive your award from Chief Yep, the Bronze Medal of Valor. Congratulations. Next, we present incident MV24-06 from June 10th, 2024, which took place in the Tenderloin District and honors officers Gabriel Artiga and Officer Russell Lucia.
On the evening of June 10th, 2024, Officer Artiga and Officer Lucia were driving down Ellis Street in the Tenderloin when they heard shots fired.
Come here!
Drop working over on 468 Ellis with a 221 suspect.
They looked and saw a man firing a pistol on a busy street filled with people walking on the sidewalks, shopping, and going about their lawful business.
Code 33, jump 1400, 400 block of Ellis, 221.
Officer Artiga and Officer Lucia acted immediately. They got out of their patrol car, drew their pistols, and attempted to detain the suspect, who began to walk away.
Down on the ground now!
Officer Artiga and Officer Lucia followed the suspect down Ellis Street while giving him commands to stop which he ignored.
Round 112, everybody go code 3 till we get a code 4.
Finally, the suspect turned towards them and complied with their orders.
I want a gunpoint on the ground, compliant so far.
Want a gunpoint on the ground, compliant so far.
Officer Artiga and Officer Lucia located a loaded pistol in the suspect's pocket.
There it is.
Officer Artiga and Officer Lucia accomplished the objective of keeping the neighborhood safe by arresting the suspect with minimal force.
There's two stations found, Southeast Corner, Ellis, Leavenworth.
Officer Estrada located fired cartridge casings near Leavenworth and Ellis Streets, where Officer Artiga and Officer Lucia were stopped for a traffic light when they heard the shots.
We were driving up the block and we heard pop, pop, and I look over and he's stuffing in his pocket.
Officer Artiga and Officer Lucia knew they were risking their life when they got out of the car. They fully knew and accepted the danger they were facing. A reasonable person would assume their life was in great danger in confronting an armed suspect who had just been firing at a handgun in public. The actions of Officer Artiga and Officer Lucia are consistent with the highest traditions of the police profession and reflect great credit upon themselves, Tenderloin Station, and the San Francisco Police Department.
Officers, please join us on stage to receive the award you earned, a Bronze Medal of Valor. Congratulations. Next, we present incident MV24-09. This one was from July 21st, 2024, which took place in the Tenderloin District and honors officers John Quinlan, Paloma Ospedal, Brett Noe, Michael Morello, Chalugan Tumurchader, Kathleen McKiernan, Brett Bruneman, and Russell Lucia.
Tenderloin 4, priority 211 over 221, Leavenworth, McAllister.
On the night of July 21st, 2024, Tenderloin officers were searching for a suspect in a robbery that had occurred on McAllister Street, in which a man had used a pistol to rob the victim of his motorized scooter.
He had a gray pistol and was last seen on a black and red scooter, unknown direction.
Tenderloin officers, conducting the initial investigation of the incident, broadcast a description of the suspect, the pistol the suspect used, and the stolen scooter.
RP was 211 with a 221 at UN Plaza about 10 ago. Information's coming in slowly. More to follow, Unispec.
Tenderloin officers located a potential suspect who matched the broadcasted description on the 100 block of Willow Alley and attempted to detain him when an officer-involved shooting occurred.
Stop!
Region 40, OIS.
Numerous Tenderloin officers responded to back up their fellow officers.
Hey, where you at? Let's go!
Officer John Quinlan and Officer Paloma Ospedal were first on scene.
You guys are good? Holster up.
They immediately moved to where the officers were taking cover and giving commands.
One suspect down, not responsive commands, far away to stage.
They could see the suspect was still moving, and his pistol was lying on the pavement within arm's reach.
Up there, the gun's going to be on the left side by his neck, all right?
Okay. Officer Quinlan and Officer Ospedal recognized the suspect was wounded, but he remained a threat, and they were faced with a potentially lethal situation.
Shield up.
We got two shields. Okay, hey, we are currently formulating a plan. We have two shields right now. We're giving commands.
Officer Quinlan carried a shield and acted as a team leader, directing the team and giving commands to the suspect.
Hey, do me a solid. Okay. Brett, you gloved up. Grab a trauma kit from the car. Once we get up there, start rendering aid.
Officer Tumurchader carried a shield to provide cover for the rest of the team. Officer Ospedal, Officer Morello, and Officer Bruneman were the arrest team. Officer Lucia provided lethal cover for the team, while Officers Noe and McKiernan provided less lethal cover.
Do not move! Ma'am, just stay put. We'll get you out of there in a second. Arms out to the side like an airplane.
Officer Quinlan continued to provide leadership as he led the team toward the suspect by clearing civilians out of the area, calling out the command red light to let his team know less lethal might be deployed, and giving the suspect clear, direct orders not to move.
I got the gun.
Once the suspect was secure, Officer Temurchiter secured the pistol. Once the suspect and pistol were secured, Officer Bruneman produced a trauma kit, and Officers Morello, Ospital, and Bruneman rendered medical aid to the suspect while reassuring him.
All right, so we're going to canvas casings. This is the scooter in question, so let's make sure no one touches this either.
These officers then transitioned to securing the scene, locating and preserving evidence, and coordinating with responding sergeants. The actions of Officer Quinlan, Officer Ospital, Officer No, Officer Morello, Officer Temurchiter, Officer McKiernan, Officer Brunin, and Officer Lucia are a credit to the city of San Francisco. Their actions were in the highest traditions of police service and bring credit to themselves, Tenderloin Station, and the San Francisco Police Department.
Officers, please join us on stage to receive your award from Chief Yep. You have earned the Bronze Medal of Valor. Congratulations. And now we present incident MV-24-11 from October 25th, 2024, which took place in the Ingleside Police District and honors officers Anthony Vernengo, Gilbert Wong, and Justin Tatlow.
I don't know. I'm hiding. All I know is somebody's out there. That's all. And I just want to protect us.
On October 25th, 2024, Officers Vernengo, Wong, and Tatlow responded to an A Priority 459 on Monterey Boulevard.
Somebody's in the RP's backyard trying to make their way to the fire escape. They lost a visual.
The caller advised they observed an unknown subject in the backyard, and they were attempting to make their way to a fire escape.
Oh, somebody's out there. Oh, they started a fire!
While officers were responding, the caller advised the building was on fire, and smoke and flames could be seen. The caller also advised that they were unable to get out of the building.
I can't breathe!
I need you to get out of the house!
Upon arrival, the officers were told by residents outside of the building that there were more people inside.
Get out of the building.
There's people in there! There's people in there!
These same residents advised they could not open the front door to the multi-unit building. The glow of flames could be seen from underneath the partially open garage door, and smoke could also be seen.
Can you open this door?
We can't.
Officer Vernengo asked if they could open the door. When he was informed they could not, he immediately kicked the door to force entry to rescue the residents inside.
Open the door! Police department!
Once the door was open, Officer Venango and Officer Wong made entry despite the heavy smoke seen inside and the fire actively burning.
I'm right here.
However, yelling could be heard from people still inside the building. Officer Venango and Officer Wong entered and made it down the hallway and to the stairs leading to the next level. When they located two residents coming down the stairs, they assisted with escorting them out of the building. While they were doing this, Officer Tatlow was retrieving a fire extinguisher to try and stop the fire from spreading. Once the residents were out of the building, Officer Venango was coughing uncontrollably because of the smoke in the building. Officer Tatlow updated dispatch with what additional resources were needed, as well as calling for an ambulance for Officer Venango.
We're going to need a 408 for an officer for smoke inhalation as well.
Shortly after, SFFD arrived and were able to extinguish the flames. Despite the efforts of the other officers that arrived on scene, a search for the arson suspect yielded negative results.
Venango, good work. Wait for the 408. Take a break.
The three officers acted without regard for their safety, determined the objective was important enough to justify the risk, and placed themselves in harm's way in order to rescue two residents that were still in the building and were yelling for help. The actions of these officers are an example of the great work that SFPD officers do every day and help successfully rescue two citizens of San Francisco from inside the building.
Officers, please join me on stage to receive your award from Chief Yep. You have earned the Bronze Medal of Valor. Congratulations, officers. And now we present Incident MV 24-12 from July 29th, 2024, which honors Sergeant Jason Robinson, Officers Bo Dahlberg, Travis Denning, Ali Masagi, Joseph Naval, Marcus Wells, and Julian Winzelberg from the Tactical Company.
Where's he at?
On July 29th, 2024, Northern Station officers responded to a Jackson Street residence after San Francisco Fire Department personnel reported that a man inside tapped a revolver on the front door's frosted glass and then pointed it at them while they were checking a fire alarm.
What's he doing? Pointing at you guys?
Up on the second floor there, up on that balcony.
The firefighters retreated in fear and called the police.
Hey, let's have all the fire. Take cover. Get behind something.
Officers attempted phone negotiations, but the suspect claimed he was armed and dangerous and refused to surrender. His father told officers he was bipolar and in a manic state.
Tell me exactly what's happening.
There is a police orgy. Apparently there is someone who has a gun inside the house. I don't know if I should leave the house or if I should...
Are you inside the house?
Yes.
At the same time, police learned a woman was trapped in an upstairs unit and feared for her life, prompting a critical incident declaration.
Looks like the subject turned the lights off and shut the window.
10-4.
Tactical, specialist, and H&T teams responded. The suspect claimed the house contained explosives and started a small fire inside the home that burned itself out. Negotiators contacted the trapped victim while officers prepared for a possible rescue. When the suspect went into the backyard, sometimes pointing his gun at himself and his dog, officers used the opportunity to enter the house.
Police.
Come on. Come on, come on.
They rescued the victim, secured the interior, and contained the suspect in the yard. After continued de-escalation efforts, the suspect threw his revolver, and officers used less lethal force to safely take him into custody.
Stomach! Get on your stomach!
Sergeant Robinson and officers Dahlberg, Denning, Masagi, Naval, Wells, and Winzelberg showed exceptional bravery by entering a dangerous environment with an armed, unstable suspect in order to rescue a terrified victim and bring the incident to a safe resolution.
Officers, please join us on stage to receive your award from Chief Yep. For your actions, you have earned the Bronze Medal of Valor. Congratulations. And now we present Incident MV-24-17 from January 26, 2025, which took place in the Tenderloin District and honors Officers Paul Balza, Officer Luis Carvajal, and Officer Ishmael Abu Arefa.
Get you out of here!
San Francisco 911. What's the exact location of your emergency?
There's a building on fire.
What's the address?
On January 26, 2025, Officers Balza and Carvajal were on patrol when they were flagged down by bystanders regarding a fire in the apartment building on Leavenworth Street.
There's to be a room engulfed in flames. It's going to be on the northwest corner.
The officers then proceeded onto the sixth floor of the building as smoke from the fire was spreading throughout the hallways to assist in evacuating residents. Officer Abu Arefa arrived on scene and responded up to the fifth floor to assist in evacuating residents. Despite the building's fire alarm actively sounding, multiple residents had not yet evacuated the building, and Officers Balza, Carvajal, and Abu Arefa warned residents by knocking on apartment doors and assisted in evacuating multiple residents still inside of their apartments.
Not the elevator. You gotta go down the stairwell.
Officers Balza, Carvajal, and Abu Arefa did not stand by and wait for the fire department to respond. They entered the building, and without any flame-resistant equipment or breathing apparatus, they responded up to the floors closest to the active fire in order to assist in evacuating residents who were in danger from the fire.
Downstairs!
Because of their actions, all the residents were evacuated from the building, and no residents were injured in the fire. This incident demonstrates the bravery and selflessness of all three officers, as well as their dedication to the San Francisco Police Department's highest value and most important priority, to protect human life.
Are we okay?
We evacuated, I think, the whole building.
And officers, please come forward to accept your award that you earned, the Bronze Medal of Valor. Congratulations, officers. And now we present incidents for our second highest award for valor, the Silver Medal of Valor. We begin with incident MV-24-05 from February 8th, 2024, which took place in the Mission District and honors Sergeants Daniel Dudley and Jeffrey Alois and officers Sean Cody, Vincent Masalang, Dolores Doctor, and Caden Gervin.
On February 8, 2024, during nighttime hours, Officer Griffin was taking part in a human trafficking abatement operation and observed a vehicle dropping off three suspected prostitutes around 18th and Shotwell Streets. Officer Griffin conducted rolling surveillance on this vehicle and observed it commit several traffic violations.
Just stop right there.
Officer Disbrow and Sergeant Neves effected a traffic stop on the vehicle in the Northern District. The vehicle initially stopped, but the driver sped away recklessly after the officers made their approach on foot.
Okay, can I see your driver's license, registration, and proof?
Officer Disbrow was able to produce images of the suspect by using body-worn camera footage. Using this image, Officer Griffin authored and sent out a department-wide crime alert regarding the suspect vehicle. The very next morning, Officer Masalang, following up on all investigative leads, was able to positively identify the suspect. A record check on the suspect revealed he was on active post-release community supervision and had outstanding warrants for burglary, felony domestic violence, and a PRCS violation warrant. The record check also revealed that he had prior convictions for robbery and firearm possession. After learning the suspect vehicle was located in Oakland, Sergeant Alois, Officers Masalang, Dudley, Cody, Griffin, Doctor, and Gervin traveled across the bay in search of the suspect vehicle. They located the occupied vehicle with the suspect in the driver's seat and an unknown person in the passenger seat. They continued rolling surveillance of the vehicle until it stopped in front of 1150 Market Street in Oakland. The suspect exited the vehicle and entered the Bottles liquor store. The team developed a plan to arrest the suspect and detain the vehicle's other occupant. Upon entering the store, the officers observed the wanted suspect, who stood approximately 6 feet 5 inches and 250 pounds. Officer Masalang, who was 5 foot 3 inches and weighing 145 pounds, was wearing an SFPD raid jacket and identified himself as the police. Officer Masalang attempted to contact the much larger suspect with Officer Dudley's assistance. The suspect ran toward the exit with both officers following in tow, grasping at his arms. To prevent his escape, overcome his resistance, and effect the arrest, Officer Dudley and Officer Masalang tackled the suspect to the ground. Officer Masalang observed the suspect reaching into his own jacket pocket.
Gun! Gun! Gun!
When Officer Masalang tried to grab the suspect's hand, he felt him grabbing a semi-automatic .45 caliber firearm in his pocket. Officer Masalang yelled at the suspect, "Get your hand off the gun." The suspect said, "It's gonna shoot. It's gonna shoot."
Everybody stop. No, it's gonna shoot.
During this tense struggle over the suspect's gun, Officer Dudley used his personal body weapons to obtain his compliance. Despite this circumstance occurring, the suspect continued to fight for control of his gun. Officer Masalang and Officer Dudley continued to fight the suspect in the narrow confines of the liquor store aisle. The suspect continued to resist and keep his hand on the firearm for approximately a minute and a half before Officer Masalang said he finally felt him release his grip on the gun. Officer Masalang seized the loaded gun, which had a round in the chamber.
Take it!
Finally, the suspect was able to be handcuffed. The suspect was placed under arrest and later booked at the Alameda County Jail. Officer Masalang, Officer Dudley, Officer Cody, Officer Griffin, Officer Gervin, and Sergeant Alois apprehended an armed, violent subject who was likely involved in human trafficking.
Officers, please join us on stage to receive your award. For your actions, you have earned the Silver Medal of Valor. Congratulations to you all. And now we present incident MV24-08 from June 12th, 2024 in the Bayview Police District, which honors Sergeant Sean Griffin, Sergeant Patrick Fay, Sergeant Thomas Moran, and Officers Kenneth Anderson, Officer Louis Archia, Officer Matthew Seavey, and Officer Christopher Leong.
On June 12, 2024, members of the Gun Crime Investigation Center, a task force of San Francisco police officers and ATF agents, were conducting a covert firearms investigation in the Potrero Hill housing development due to an increase in shootings, including a major gun battle the previous day. During surveillance near the 900 block of Connecticut Street, officers observed six known gang affiliates acting suspiciously. They appeared to be watching for rivals or law enforcement while wearing masks and moving cautiously through back pathways known as the cuts. Recognizing several subjects from prior firearm and robbery arrests, officers suspected they were preparing for a potentially violent interaction. The group boarded a munibus and traveled to the Harbor Northridge area, a territory associated with the rival Big Block gang, while the CEJIC team conducted rolling surveillance. Believing a retaliatory shooting was imminent, CEJIC sergeants developed a pace plan to safely detain the group before violence occurred.
Mike Charlie 243, flip pursuit.
Unit with the flip pursuit, what's your 20?
Mike Charlie 2 VNs, green hoodie, running also with Northridge.
When officers approached near Northridge Road and Harbor Road, the suspects noticed police presence and attempted to flee. Two of them ran in different directions, prompting brief foot chases.
Mike Charlie 2 has a foot pursuit on Kissgood. Don't have a cross yet. Units to start.
During these pursuits, officers recovered multiple firearms that fell from the suspects, including a 9mm ghost gun and Glock pistols equipped with high-capacity magazines and auto-sear switches, devices that convert semi-automatic handguns into fully automatic weapons.
You got a weapon on you? Got a gun in your waistband?
Oh, on the wall. What are you talking about?
Put your hands up. Everybody, put your hands up. You. I want you to, if you got a weapon on you, tell me the truth.
Several suspects were booked on firearms and gang-related offenses.
How many guns you guys got on you? Anybody else got any more guns on them?
No.
How about you?
That's it.
Congratulations to Sergeants Griffin, Fay, and Moran, and to Officers Anderson, Archia, and Seavey.
Officers, please join us on stage. For your actions, you have earned the Silver Medal of Valor. Congratulations, officers. We now present incident MV24-13 from July 3rd, 2024 in the Park District, which honors Sergeant Justin Begarin and Officers Azarius Castro, Andrew Clifford, Travis Denning, Yaroslav Shablinsky, and Julian Winzelberg from the Tactical Company.
Stop fire.
On Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024, officers from Park Station responded to Roosevelt Way to assist San Francisco Sheriff's deputies who were shot at by a suspect when deputies were serving an eviction on him.
We have three deputies right now that are inside of the unit. The unit that we're evicting is a room, so they're pinned down right now.
Information was broadcast that deputies were pinned down inside the residence. When officers arrived, it was determined that a deputy was still inside and pinned down in the kitchen due to the suspect shooting through the door of his unit at them.
The room behind him is where the suspect is. To the right of that, it's going to be six stairs up to a kitchen where the deputies are stuck.
The deputy was stuck in the kitchen and unable to get out without passing by the door the suspect shot through or passing by the suspect's window. A critical incident was declared.
80 to the 151 VFI is a second attack, R98 to you.
Members of the tactical unit, specialist team, and H&T responded. Upon arrival, Sergeant Bugarin immediately came up with a plan to rescue the deputy who was trapped in the kitchen.
We're going to go forward, we're going to launch.
Sergeant Bugarin met with Officer Azarius Castro, Officer Andrew Clifford, Officer Travis Denning, Officer Yaroslav Shablinsky, and Officer Julian Winzelberg to go over the plan.
Will you two hold on to the suspect door, and then we'll pull him up. Copy.
The plan entailed several team members crossing in front of the suspect's bedroom door, which was riddled with bullet holes, to provide cover so the deputy could get out. The tight quarters of the unit required firearm discipline and minimal verbal communication to deploy officers safely to avoid crossfire and to avoid alerting the suspect of their positions.
4-202 per H&T, they said an impasse, no meaningful dialogue. This guy said he's not leaving.
If the situation was not tense enough, with visible bullet holes a few feet away from all the officers who entered the kitchen could clearly see large, ranting messages written in marker on the kitchen walls by the unstable suspect.
The third deputy has been rescued and is getting briefed right now.
The officers initiated the plan, and the deputy was able to get out safely. Chemical agents were later deployed, and the suspect was taken into custody without any further incident.
Yes, suspect taken into custody.
Sergeant Bugarin, Officer Castro, Officer Clifford, Officer Denning, Officer Shablinsky, and Officer Winzelberg displayed bravery and courage while knowing the dangers of placing themselves in the line of fire from a suspect who had already shot at sheriff's deputies through his bedroom door. These officers risked their lives to get the victim, a deputy, who was fearful of his life, out of the dangerous and deadly situation.
Officers, please join us on stage to receive your award. For your actions, you have earned the Silver Medal of Valor. Congratulations, officers. And now we present incident MV-24-16 from December 27th, 2024, which honors Sergeants Pavel Komarski and Kevin Quadro and officers Hector Rodarte and Conrad Fox.
Oh.
I wasn't here. I was on my break, and my teller came running in saying she just got robbed.
On December 27th, 2024, a suspect robbed the Wells Fargo Bank on Ocean Avenue, threatening a teller by saying he had a gun and would kill everyone if she didn't hand over the money.
From what my teller had told me, he did have a weapon. He pointed a knife at her.
Fearing for her life, the teller complied, and the suspect fled, leaving a cell phone on the counter.
But this particular cell phone was left behind, and no one has come back saying, hey, can I get my phone off the counter?
Sergeant Wren from the robbery detail took over the investigation, identified the phone's number, and matched a photograph of the phone's owner to surveillance images from the robbery. He also learned the suspect had an active federal bank robbery probation violation. After further investigation linked the suspect to a December 5th bank robbery in Roanoke Park, where the robber escaped with about $13,000, clothing from that case was handed over to Sergeant Wren for DNA testing. Given the suspect's pattern of behavior and the small amount taken from the San Francisco Wells Fargo, Sergeant Wren believed the suspect was highly likely to commit another robbery. On January 3rd, Sergeant Wren organized a multi-agency surveillance operation involving SFPD and units with the U.S. Marshals Service. Officers tracked the suspect to the area around Post Street. When uniformed officers attempted to identify him, he fled on foot. Plainclothes officers pursued him through the surrounding streets until he entered a white Lexus on Geary Street. Officer Rodarte saw the suspect point what appeared to be a handgun, prompting the officers to react with extreme caution to avoid crossfire. When the Lexus briefly stopped, officers saw the suspect violently struggling with the driver, who was in immediate danger. Showing courage and restraint, officers opened the rear passenger door, engaged the suspect in a physical struggle, and eventually pulled him from the vehicle despite his continued resistance. The supposed firearm was later identified as a knife designed to resemble a gun. Dashcam video from the Lexus revealed the suspect threatening to shoot the driver while appearing to point the firearm at his head. Sergeant Wren later obtained DNA from the suspect, which matched both the Roanoke Park clothing and the cell phone left behind at the Wells Fargo. The suspect was booked on his outstanding federal warrant and charged by the district attorney. This investigation and the arrest highlight the outstanding work of Sergeant Wren and the bravery of Officer Rodarte, Officer Fox, Deputy Gutierrez, Sergeant Komarski, and Sergeant Quadro. Their coordinated efforts ensured the suspect was captured and prevented further bank robberies in the Bay Area.
And officers, please join us on stage to receive your award from Chief Yep. For your actions, you have earned the Silver Medal of Valor. Congratulations. And now we present our department's highest award for valor, the Gold Medal of Valor. We begin with incident MV-23-04 from June 22, 2023, which took place in the Richmond Police District and honors Officer Eduardo Villanueva.
He's advising wife is bleeding and says, he thinks his son killed her by hitting her with a stick. RP advising his son is high on drugs.
On June 22, 2023, at 2:30 a.m., dispatch broadcast an A-priority assault in the Richmond District. The 911 caller reported that his son had likely killed his wife and was now attacking him. The residence was well known to Richmond officers due to the suspect's history of violence toward his parents and resisting arrest.
Hey, sir! Come here. Come here. What's going on?
Officer Villanueva arrived first and found the elderly caller at the front door with a severe head injury.
Does he have a weapon?
The caller confirmed the suspect was still inside with the injured woman.
Come in. Come in.
Doors
come
forward. I have the RP outside. He's bleeding from the face. Where are they?
Come in.
Come over here. Where are they?
After asking the man to wait outside, Officer Villanueva announced his presence.
RP outside.
Police! Who's up there?
Sir, stay down there.
The suspect responded by inviting him to come upstairs. Believing there was a chance the female victim might still be alive and hearing noises inside, Villanueva chose to enter despite the danger.
Hey, let me see your hands!
Inside, he saw blood throughout the hallway and located the suspect partially inside the bathroom holding a knife.
We came upstairs, made contact with the subject. Yeah. Sir, get down!
Villanueva backed away, gave repeated commands to drop the weapon, and notified dispatch while the suspect advanced and stated he was not afraid.
Put the knife down!
As Villanueva retreated down the stairs, the elderly caller unexpectedly came back inside, limiting the officer's ability to maintain distance from the armed suspect. At the front door, the elderly male became stuck between Villanueva and the suspect, who continued to advance with the knife and taunted the officer for running away. When the suspect charged, Villanueva pulled the man clear and fired two shots, one-handed, while still trying to create distance and issue commands.
Chest fired. Drop the knife!
The suspect, though injured, remained holding the knife while more officers arrived. After additional commands, he finally dropped the weapon.
The knife's out of his hand.
Officers used a ballistic shield to secure him and provide aid. A search of the home revealed a deceased female and a deceased dog in the upstairs bathroom. The suspect was transported to SFGH, where he later died. Throughout the incident, Officer Villanueva was not the aggressor. He repeatedly attempted to de-escalate, maintain distance, and protect the elderly caller. He fired only when the suspect posed an immediate lethal threat, ultimately saving the victim's life.
Officer Villanueva, please come forward. And everyone please stand if you are able to salute and applaud. For these actions, you have earned the department's highest award, the Gold Medal of Valor. Please be seated. Thank you. Congratulations. And now we present incident MV-23-08 from October 9th, 2023, which took place in the Northern Police District and honors Sergeant Troy Carrasco.
So a car runs into the China Embassy and the guy have a gun.
On October 9th, 2023, Sergeant Carrasco responded to a call regarding a threat at the Chinese Consulate General.
They crashed into the building?
The car broke into the building, drive to the lobby, and the driver have a gun.
The caller stated that a man had just driven his car through the front doors of the Chinese Consulate, then exited his car with a gun and was fighting with security.
Edward 5-6, code 33.
Being the first to arrive on scene, he knew he had to quickly assess the situation, knowing that consulate staff and members of the public are in danger.
Get on the ground.
Sergeant Carrasco had to act fast, as he could hear shouting and saw security was having a difficult time controlling the suspect's hands. Sergeant Carrasco attempted to control the suspect. The suspect broke free and began slashing at him with a knife he had concealed in his other hand. The suspect was wildly swinging the knife, clearly with enough force to cause serious injury. Sergeant Carrasco had no choice and fired his department weapon, striking the suspect.
Sergeant, I got you.
Edward 56. Shots fired.
The threat was over at this point due to Sergeant Carrasco's actions. Sergeant Carrasco was then informed that one of the security guards had, in fact, been stabbed by the suspect.
Okay. He's dead, he's dead.
Okay. Here, come over here and sit down. Here.
SFPD later located a large hunting crossbow that was located inside of the suspect's vehicle. Sergeant Carrasco's quick decision-making process and ability to balance the urgency to act with a full comprehensive evaluation of the significant risk undoubtedly demonstrates his level of professionalism.
Sergeant Carrasco, please join us on stage to receive your award from Chief Yep and Deputy Chief Sawyer, who was the captain of Northern Station at the time of this incident. You have earned for your actions the Gold Medal of Valor. Ladies and gentlemen, Sergeant Carrasco, round of applause. Please be seated. And now we present incident MV-24-04 from February 17th, 2018, which took place in the Northern Police District and honors officers Gregory Bahaja, Anthony Sharon, Christopher Cotter, Matthew Nazar, Kevin Lynch, Stephen Osterich, David Cheng, Robbie Wilkham, Glennon Griffin, Aaron Cowig, and Joanna Zapanta.
On February 17, 2018, Officer Buhajer, Officer Sharon, and Officer Cotter were patrolling in the area of Rhode Island Street and Alameda Street in an effort to locate a homicide suspect. Officers were informed that a suspect had committed a homicide and subsequently carjacked a vehicle at gunpoint. While patrolling the area of Rhode Island Street and Alameda Street, officers spotted a vehicle matching the description of the carjacked vehicle and were able to confirm upon further investigation.
All right, step four, we're
We got him. He's in there.
Officers observed that the carjacked vehicle was parked directly behind a large recreational vehicle, which appeared to be occupied by several people, including the suspect.
There's an RV.
Officers ordered these people to exit the recreational vehicle. They were then told that the homicide suspect was still inside the vehicle. When officers ordered the suspect to exit the vehicle, the suspect fired several rounds toward the officers. Fearing for their lives, the officers returned fire at the suspect. With minimal cover for themselves, all officers demonstrated tremendous heroism in the face of life-threatening danger.
Advised shots fired from inside the RV at officers. No officers are hurt right now. We have engaged back.
The officers maintained their positions of cover in order to contain the suspect and continued to negotiate his surrender until specialized units arrived. With the assistance of the specialists, tactical, and hostage negotiation teams, as well as numerous officers, the suspect was successfully taken into custody.
Could I ask all the officers to come forward and please stand, if you're able, to applaud these officers for their actions. They have earned the Gold Medal of Valor. Congratulations to you all. Please remain standing. And could I have all the awardees please turn towards your family and friends for a well-deserved round of applause. Congratulations to all of you.